Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian demonstrators protesting against Tel Aviv's recent aggression in the occupied West Bank. During clashes which happened near the city of Nablus, Palestinian protesters threw stones at Israeli troops and set fire to tires. Clashes erupted after Israeli forces stormed several houses in the city, arresting a number of Palestinians. Palestinian health officials say at least five people have been wounded. Tensions have been on the rise in the West Bank after Israel said it would bar Palestinians from the old city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Ken O'Keefe, who is a peace activist and former U.S. Marine, and he's joining us live now from London. Ken, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. What do you think about this escalation on the part of Israel, especially the blocking off, once again, it's happened in the past, of course, of the Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Well, I think it's very important to remember what the real purpose of Israel is. And if we look back at the historical foundation of Israel, it is, in fact, based on a pack of lies. And the whole point of Israel is to instill and maintain conflict in the region. In fact, it's the only thing that Israel can do. When Israel talks about peace, we have to understand that peace, a just peace, would be the end of Israel. Because demographically, if all of the people in historic Palestine were to be considered and all of their human rights be able to be exercised, then demographically, the state of Israel in its current form would no longer exist. So the only thing that can maintain the state of Israel is, in fact, perpetual conflict. So as the rest of the world becomes more and more aware of the grave crimes that Israel continuously has committed against Palestinians, it's not as if this is a recent occurrence. This has been going on ever since the foundation of Israel and even before. So as Israel becomes more desperate, the only thing that it can do, the only thing historically that it was even set up to do, is to perpetuate conflict. And we see this happening right now.
I just want to let our viewers know we're getting live images right now as we're showing you on your screens coming out of the Qalandia checkpoint, where, as you can see, there are clashes currently going on between Palestinians who are, of course, protesting this escalation, as we regularly call it, on the part of Israel and its forces towards these Palestinians. We've, of course, seen a number of young men killed recently by Israeli forces, shot at point-blank range, some of them. Of course, Netanyahu is upping the demolitions of houses, et cetera, as well. Ken, as we're seeing these live images, once again, of course, this is quite a regular thing we see, especially as we cover it here on Press TV. I'm wondering, how much longer can all of this continue? That's always what we wonder on this side of the camera, that how much longer can these things go on?
Well, on the positive side, first off, there's nothing that can be taken away from the families that are losing their loved ones. Of course, we know of the hunger strikers, the torture, the administrative detentions that continue to go on. Basically, it's as if we're living in medieval times where the king or the queen can simply kidnap whoever they want and hold them incognito with no medical attention, no legal counsel, no access to family members. This has been the reality in Israel. The Palestinians have known this. It's deep down within their core. It's only the rest of the world that is finally starting to realize it and face it. And on the positive side, what I would say is, although there are differences between the racist apartheid regime of South Africa and Israel, most notably, even those who've suffered under apartheid in South Africa, Bishop Desmond Tutu among them, have said very clearly that the apartheid they experienced in South Africa was actually quite modest in comparison to that version of apartheid in Israel. But the point that I would make here is that if you had predicted in the late 80s that Nelson Mandela would soon be the democratically elected president of South Africa, you would have been considered absolutely crazy. I would make the argument that what we're seeing in Israel today is the death throes, the final blows to this Israeli state, because there is one thing that threatens Israel more than anything else, and that is the truth. And the continued to carry out a campaign of genocide against them, and I mean genocide by the legal definition of the word.
Okay, Ken, as always, of course, we do appreciate you taking your time to speak to us today. That was Ken O'Keefe, peace activist and former U.S. Marine, who had been speaking to us live via Skype from London. And, of course, we were showing you their live images coming out of the Qalandia checkpoint as well.